The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We have millions more votes, millions more than Cruz. We have millions more votes than Kasich. I mean, Kasich now, I guess he was 1 in 41, so now he's 1 in 46. Today we came up even against Hillary, but we will beat Hillary so easily. And, you know, remember this. Remember this.
All right, Donald Trump, he says, it's over, I'm the nominee. He even pushed Bernie Sanders for an independent run. That's where we're at, the Northeast, Super Tuesday. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And this is how it goes down. Hillary Clinton takes 4 out of 5. In the end, both will be just short of the amount of delegates they need. Bernie will use it to maneuver to get some of his passion projects perhaps greenlit by Hillary Clinton, or at least be in a position where he can make some policy, try to get it up on the Hill, that kind of thing, more than even from his Senate seat, have a little more influence that way. In the case of Donald Trump, the establishment's still not really embracing him, so where does that leave Donald Trump? That's the big question mark at this point. And it's the same song that we've been singing. It's just more numbers, more primaries, and more of that march to Cleveland and Philadelphia. If you want to weigh in, you can, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. By the way, coming in second, that would be Governor Kasich, not Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas. However, not by a giant margin either. For those of you listening in the Midwest, Godspeed with all this cockamamie weather. I know there's been some tornado touchdowns so far. No word of any great damage. My own area where our satellite facility is, around me there are power outages and some hail. There was a tornado sighting, but otherwise it is moving through and we are doing okay. Got a ton of emails. Thank you for that. Hello, Grim.
Evening, Kate. Evening. I'm glad you're doing well. You know, they reported that it's probably going to be south of you, you know, when I watch the weather. But, you know, my heart goes out to anybody. Of course, you know, I'll get what you got in a couple of days.
Yes, exactly. You know.
It just comes
sneak
through.
Sneak peek. Yeah.
Yeah, it comes through my area. You know, enough of, you know, the politics thing. I thought I'd give you something of the inference. And I'm just kind of curious, because I was in the Army, as you know. Did you see over in Germany the two Humvees that they parachuted out of the back of the transport plane?
Yes, it was crazy. I heard them laughing in the background. That was insane, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been a part of that in my lifetime. You know, I mean, I watched some of the first M1s come out of the back of them things.
What was that like to see that?
I was part of it. Had to do railhead
so
and everything.
Cool.
Them older planes, it might just have been shackles that weren't fully cinched tight. And because of the vibration of them old Hercs, I mean, you know, they still keep them in operation now because they can do low-level flight like this. And they're old planes, but they keep ramping them up, and they'll keep them in the service because they can get down to 10 feet off the ground and shoot anything right out the back. As you see where they tried to parachute those.
Mm-hmm.
And the shackles probably is what happened. They may have came loose. But as a mechanic operator that has to watch this stuff, did you know that there's an acronym on what they call the DD-2407 maintenance request work repair form? That's called OHST, which is probably what I would have checked.
Wow, OHST, my goodness.
You know what that is?
What is it?
Operator's head space and timing.
I love that.
I knew you'd love that.
That's a great acronym. Oh, I love it.
Okay. Well, there's several acronyms on those forms
yeah.
on the back that you go by.
Yeah.
Now, for
cool.
your interest, because you love NASA so much, mm-hmm. and, you know, you can get out a pencil, but you'll probably just hit, replay.
Right, rewind right, and replay. I love that, replay.
But anyhow, there is a publication I have in my hand right here. It's called NASA Reference Publication 1059 Revised, which, you know, my dad had to be a part of, and this is the last one he worked on. Dates back to 85, but it's called Space Transportation System and Associated Payloads, Glossary, Acronyms, and Abbreviations. And you can probably Google it, and you get to see all the acronyms that they use in NASA.
Wow.
I thought you'd like something like
that. Oh, that's cool. Very cool. I love it. That's good. That's good stuff.
Well, anybody can, you can pretty much get anything that's governmentally published out there. There's even some secret information you can review. And they're not going to, you know, block you from it. That's the problem, you know. Foreign countries, they pretty much see everything we manufacture. Just go to a TAMS on the government website.
Yeah, yeah, and they can find it.
Now they don't give you everything, you know, but... It gives you a pretty good idea. That's how China and most of the Russia is, you know, just reverse manufactured what we already got.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. They take it. That's why you have to be careful. If you do any manufacturing in China, great. You may get a good deal and it might be fabulous. But then once they have the map of whatever product it is, they're going to make it.
Well, that's why they send their kids here to go to our schools too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because the information that's not necessarily at the Library of Congress, they can get at a university and come back over there and figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that's what happens. It's okay, they figured out the puzzle. You're right.
But that's part of us. That's part of the American spirit.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, that's
part
of being free and freedom.
Right, right.
You
the
know,
freedom to do that.
And, you know, all these other groups out here that are trying to force us to accept them, you know, it's just
it's ridiculous.
I was trying to be happy situation.
All right, we'll make it happy. I thought it was great. I love the Humvees especially. I think it was crazy to see that. It was very funny.
It was. It's totally, you know, $250,000.
Boom.
It looked like a... Well, I'm sure a lot of people seen the picture, but you know, 200-foot drop.
Yeah,
you know,
Google it. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, if you haven't seen it, Google it and write those words in, and you'll see it for sure. Grim, thank you, as he leads us off. Throughout the way, if you want to mix into the conversation, jump in. The water's definitely warm. Coming up, we'll check the mailbag, and as we move along, obviously more conversation about what does it mean now that we've got more proof, now that more people are continuing to go for Trump than more people are continuing to go for Hillary Clinton. Seems like the long, drawn-out season to the inevitable, doesn't it? But not so fast, because a fast one could be pulled on the Trumpster, even though it would be legal to pull somebody else in by virtue of changing the delegate count. And that is a possibility. Hang with us. More coming up on the flip side as we make the bacon for you.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine.
Once again, America Tonight, blowing me away with how many people write this show, and thank you so much for that. So let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This first one is from Hal. Hal says, Kate, it's been a couple of weeks since I've written to you. I actually took a little vacation with my family. It was so fun. If you haven't been to Sanibel Island in Florida, go there. I have. It's cool. It's been a long time, though, but I agree with you 100%. Here's my question. Prince, was it Percocet that got him and how he ended up in that elevator? Do we know anymore? What's being talked about is that it's Percocet. And so we're talking about addiction to painkillers and how deep and awful that is and what it can do. You know, it's funny, I was with somebody on a shoot a couple of years ago, a TV shoot for a commercial, and we were at a pharmacy, and the pharmacist who had opened their own pharmacy was talking to me about mixing drugs and saying that the biggest problem they have would be that people would come in and they would have something that they were being prescribed, but they had no clue that it didn't mix with something else that they were taking, and they didn't tell the doctor, and they had had a lot of problems with that. I don't think this was a situation with Prince with mixing anything. I think it sounds like it's purely Percocet, but that is pretty scary, isn't it? So we'll find out for sure, because the autopsy, they're talking about maybe 3 to 4 weeks, because, of course, what coroner is going to mess that up? They don't want to have any kind of a ruling that could be questioned over and over and over again. How about this one from Gary? So sad about Prince, Kate. You know, I was thinking when I heard you the other night talk about what a prolific writer he was, how he was such a big songwriter, and you made such a great point, because it wasn't just about his own singing or Purple Rain. It was the fact that his songs, his pop hits, were spread across the board with a lot of different artists who he put on the map, including Sinead O'Connor, Chaka Khan, the Bengals, Tevin Campbell would also be on that list, Vanity 6, and there's, I'm sure, many, many others. There's so many songs that you hear on the air that you have no idea that Prince wrote, including Stand Back, Stevie Nicks. You know what? The Stand Back, I guess, was actually, no, it wasn't, it belongs to Prince, but it was written by Stevie Nicks. But she says it belongs to Prince because she says it was the day of her wedding and they were driving to Santa Barbara from their honeymoon when she heard Little Red Corvette for the first time and she wrote Stand Back. And that was the start of it because she was humming along the Prince single. So she gives him credit for hearing his song and it spurred her on to her song. And I remember a lot of them, like Sheila E., The Glamorous Life. Remember they played that a zillion times on the radio. And yeah, there were just a ton of singers. The successfulness of some of their songs, Manic Monday, Tom Jones, that song Kiss, that they played over and over in the late 80s, that was a Prince song. So absolutely, the latest Rolling Stone mag, for all of you who are fans of Prince or music, check it out because it's got, I think, a list of those songs, by the way. All right, so we bounce back to this one from Kevin. And Kevin says, Kate, I don't know if you're following this or not. I know she's a Jersey girl, and I normally don't care about this kind of stuff, but my wife is driving me crazy talking about Kelly Ripa and the fact that she basically ditched the show for a week when it was announced that Michael Strahan wasn't coming back. My wife, that's the one habit she has. She watches that show all the time. Do you know what happened there? I love that you say, my wife watches that show all the time. Yeah, there's been so much about this on the tube and stuff. I guess that, you know, how many years it seems like, God, time flies, doesn't it? How many years have they been together doing that morning show? And there's been all this speculation that she was furious over the fact that he's going to ABC and leaving the show and she didn't know. And I think what it sounds like is that they didn't tell her. So it was all of a sudden just this story, oh, Michael Strahan is gone from the show and he's going to ABC and she didn't know, you know, they didn't tell her, which would seem so bizarre. Why wouldn't you tell the co-host before it's out there publicly? And she's been part of that show since 2001 because she was the one who replaced Kathy Lee and she sits near, you know, was there with Regis. And then it was Strahan that came in and, you know, whatever. It's been interesting. It's probably helping the show's ratings. Whenever you have controversy, controversy sells, baby. So if it was less controversial than they're portraying it as, and she's not some diva or whatever, and he's not whatever he is, because I like Michael Strahan. I watch him on the Fox show for football. It's just one of those TV things, but it's probably getting ratings because people are looking at the controversy. How about that? All right, let's move on to another one. And this one is from Jake in Austin. Kate, I haven't been around, but I have been listening to the show, downloading it. Just remind people they can download it at gcnlive.com. And I wondered what was the latest on the incident in Brussels. We haven't heard very much about it. The attorney for two former hostages, there was just a story about this, told their clients, they've identified the Brussels bomber as Najim, I think it's Lakarul, and is an ISIS jailer of foreign hostages in Syria. That's what he does, supposedly. Just 24, he's one of the two suicide bombers in that March 22nd attack. Can you believe it's been over a month? And those attacks, along with the other one the same day at a subway station, killed 32 people, we know, and, of course, wounded just scores of others, over 300. And the situation is, I'm sure, in Brussels is still just so bleak because, you know, there have been other attacks there. People forget this, but there was four people, remember, that were killed in a Jewish museum in Brussels, and and this guy is somehow connected to that. And supposedly this guard
was someone who also guarded James Foley and the other hostages, the American, of course, you know, the other unnamed hostages identified by ISIS. It's so creepy, but it does tie it to ISIS. If there was any doubt, which I don't think there was, and they did claim it, it makes it so. Okay, this is who this guy was, and yeah. And now in Brussels, they're changing some ways they're doing what they're doing as far as airport check-in. And, of course, because you want to talk about rattling, you know, rattling everyone around you, and rightfully so. All right, let's move on to Meredith. Meredith says, Kate, those Ohio shootings, I know you briefly touched on that. How awful for that family. What is it that goes through people's heads when something like that happens, I suppose? We have no clue, and there has to be a deep-seated reason as to what made that guy do what he did. Well, it sounds like they're saying that it was definitely execution style. And if you don't know the story, 8 people were murdered in the same family in a rural area in Ohio, and people are, of course, on edge about it. They are trying to find out who killed the Roden family and why. There's the part of the intrigue is that they discovered marijuana growing at 3 of the 4 crime scenes. So now that's what you're thinking. Oh, this is something to do with Colombians or something to do with somebody connected to the drugs. They say it was well planned. That was a whole execution thing. It was methodical. Shot the people when they slept in their houses. And just there's just blood everywhere, you know. There's just blood everywhere, and they were young. So there was a 20-year-old, there was a 16-year-old. I think 16 was maybe the youngest, but it was absolutely brutal. And then 3 kids weren't harmed. There was a 4-day-old infant who was next to her mother when she was killed, a 6-month-old baby, a 3-year-old. Ugh. The 2 of the places where they were killed were right near each other, too, were like walking distance. So I'm thinking they're going to tie something with this to marijuana, some kind of marijuana op. You know, does the killing have anything to do with that or not? Or does it have something to do with something else? And, you know, they're talking about surviving family members, that they could still be in the killer's crosshair. And they're careful about, you know, they're being cautious about that. And there have been marijuana problems, by the way, in this Pike County in the past. It's a big growing area. I guess they've destroyed about 1,200 marijuana plants. They found 2 abandoned campsites. Yeah, I'm going to say that it's something tied to this and not somebody was pointing to family members. I think it might be just tied to something on the outside. There you go. Remember, you can email the show anytime, day or night, americatonight.net.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I would describe that as. All right, as we rock and roll through this segment of America Tonight, of course, in talking about election results, and we look at the crazy matrix that is and what could happen, and, you know, it's only the fate of our country in the next 4 years. We do have three branches of government, but the power of the president can't be denied. You're the leader of the free world. So Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders each had a different take on what happened after Super Tuesday, and here both of them are.
Despite what other candidates say, we believe in the goodness of our people and the greatness of our nation.
What we are seeing on national polls, which have us 15, 20 points ahead of Donald Trump, far more than Secretary Clinton.
month of our, what I call our coffee house chat. Check this out. This is under the category of you've got to be kidding me. A fence jumper at a nearby federal building actually cleared the White House lawn. How does this keep happening? There aren't bigger, badder, better ways to come up with a lockdown. So apparently somebody left a robbery, fleeing a robbery, taken into custody after jumping a fence at a Fed building next to the White House. He jumped a fence at the old executive office building known as the Eisenhower Building, which is directly opposite the West Wing. And there was all of a sudden a lot of law enforcement guys that descended on the North Lawn of the White House at about 3:45 in the afternoon. And they had to push tourists back toward Lafayette Park when that happened. Secret Service said that their investigation indicated that the guy was apparently fleeing on foot from a robbery a few blocks away. So it was one of those things where, pardon me, while I figure out what I need to do here. Lo and behold, the Secret Service did what they could do.
And reporters at the daily White House briefing were inside while the building was locked down. And we've talked to Justin Duckham about some of the strange things that have happened while he's been there for the daily briefing. And this had to be one for the ages. Hey, wait, that guy looks like, wait, they're tracking him down. What's going on there? And then you find out it was just one of those things where he was jumping to get away from being chased. That's when they had to flip up their phones to see if they could get some action there, but they weren't able to do that. So, all right, I'll talk about drama. A Disney cruise ship rescued three fugitives clinging to a capsized boat off the coast of Cuba. Imagine that, you know, it's a small world after all, especially when you see a boat and you see that people are clinging to it for life and say, we got to swoop in here and do something about this. And, of course, what are you going to do? You're going to try to help the people up. And that's exactly what happened on the ship. Again, another, like the reporters at the White House who watched as somebody cleared the fence, this is something to tell the grandkids that, yeah, this is how you help people. And they literally, those people were in deep shark waters. So it was a lifeline, so to speak, to pull them up and in. And that's exactly what happened. And then there is this crazy story, since we're weaving through our lounge here. FAA records show that pilots fly drunk and that they do other things while they're in the cockpit. Doesn't give you much, I don't know, gives you pause maybe when you're flying. An American Airlines pilot flunked two sobriety tests before a 7 a.m. flight out of Detroit. An Alaska Airlines pilot flew a commercial plane from California to Oregon and back again while drunk. It's like that movie I forget what the name of the movie was. It was great. Denzel Washington was the pilot, and it came out a few years ago. Another pilot from United was moonlighting as a pimp, running half a dozen brothels out of apartments in Houston. It is kind of frightening if you are randomly one of the passengers on one of these planes. And how was all this revealed? Of course, how is it always revealed? Freedom of Information Act requests show that the overwhelming majority of men and women flying at the cockpit controls do what they're supposed to do, right? They're responsible. Listen, it's a microcosm of society. Nobody's going to be perfect. No one group is going to be perfect. So you're going to have others who come in drunk or they're obviously not right, and even some that do some criminal activity when they're off the job. But they say that there is no leveling off, that drug use seems to be on the rise, if anything. And the general public most of us have no idea the abuse is continuing. But they do these alcohol screenings. They did 56,000 alcohol screenings last year. And under FAA rules, pilots are not allowed to consume alcohol 8 hours before a flight or have a blood alcohol content level higher than 0.04%. Still, I would hate to be on that flight where the guy is completely bombed. And I know what used to happen. I briefly dated an airline pilot when I lived in California and I was fresh out of school, and I can remember he was a really fun guy, liked to play golf and tennis and he was a doer guy, like an adrenaline junkie. And there were a few times where he would get calls because he was on calls, so to speak. Oh, can you take this flight? Can you grab this flight? And he was a good pilot and he would do that. But he basically shared with me they weren't checking as to what if you had just been to brunch and maybe you just had one cocktail, are you airworthy or not? But they desperately needed people to be able to jump in. And let me tell you, if you cause a problem, you're in trouble, like that JetBlue pilot who had that incident a few years ago where he ran out of the cockpit screaming and terrifying the passengers, if you remember that. I mean, absolutely, you're a passenger and the pilot comes flying out like that? Oh, the worst. And you know, I still think about the United Airlines pilot who was picked up by the cops for running those brothels in Houston. They had about 60 prostitutes. The prosecutors said it was a massive operation. There was the pilot who held a Customs and Border Protection Global Entry card who was arrested at Newark after attempting to smuggle 195,000 plus in undeclared currency into the country. You would think he would know you can't do that. What was he going to talk his way into it? Oh, they won't see it. It's underneath the folds. It's hidden in the side of the bag. Give me a break. And then there was the guy who was caught trying to smuggle 60 bags of drugs to Houston from Colombia. So planes transporting drugs, what happens there is they can revoke the pilot certification and it can be permanent. I think it'd be very tough to talk your way out of that because the FAA is supposedly pretty strict with pilots because human factor is one of the main contributing reasons for aviation disasters. I mean, think of the other things that can happen. Environmental, weather, procedural, all of that. But human error is the main contributing factor. I don't want a pilot. I'd rather sit in a lounge than have a pilot who's had a bunch of drinks, is fatigued out of his mind because he's tired from the drinking and just tired. So, absolutely, safety first. If it includes that you have to wait longer, if I know I have to wait longer and I'm safer because of a pilot being stopped, I'll take that all day long versus a pilot not right and running screaming out of the cockpit. I can't blame anyone for being freaked out by seeing that. You know, knock on wood, knock on the desk. That hasn't happened to me. I've had some really great flights and some really hairy carry stories to tell, but the pilots were terrific. Stay with us.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing.
Yes. Yeah.
They can't turn me off. Can you? You've got to listen to me now.
Am I?
I don't know how he does it, but he surprised me each and every time with some of his interesting stylings and his choices for the music here on America Tonight. Hands on. That would be Nathan Reeder. All right, we did the thing where we kind of zigging and zagging all over the place. Politics, of course, is the same on the day. And by what I mean by that is we can look for different angles, but it all comes back to the same thing. What is Donald Trump saying? Bernie Sanders has mesmerized a whole bunch of people with some of what he's had to say, but yet he doesn't have the delegates, so that's a big problem. Trump says it's over. I'm the nominee. Yo, wake up. It's a fregazi if somebody tells you something else. Well, I added the fregazi, which means it's a fake. He's, T. Boone Pickens is even saying Trump is going to win the White House, so let's just forget this. And then how about this? Rex Priebus, who is the head of the Republican National Committee, said he's the chair, said Hillary should have won the Democratic nomination long ago. No kidding, Priebus. I say that because she thought she had put it away before Obama spoiled her party. He says the far left agenda she's offering is far from the direction the American people want. She'll offer another 4 years of the status quo and failed Obama policies, whether it's her secret email server that jeopardized national security, stonewalling on releasing the transcripts of her paid speeches to Wall Street banks, or deliberately misleading voters on nearly every issue. America cannot afford to leave or have Hillary Clinton's long track record of dishonesty and reckless judgment in the White House. And he says, of course, only a Republican president in the White House can get our country back on track and growing in the direction the American people want. But here's the thing. American people want Donald Trump on the Republican side, but there seems to be a lot of denying going on. So the battle, while Trump says it's over, I'm the nominee, that battle is not over because he knows he can't proclaim that
because he doesn't have quite enough delegates. By the way, let me give you the delegate count. Trump has 950, Cruz 560, Kasich 153. 1,237 are needed for the nomination. Clinton has 2,137. Sanders has 1,306. 2,383 needed for the nomination. You have to think both of them are saying to themselves, oh, I could have just had that one state back and that state. Oh, this one little maneuver could have changed everything. But for Hillary, I don't think it matters. For Trump, it does. It does. Absolutely. By the way, this is an interesting Super Tuesday kind of revelation. You know, they do those exit polls where you beg people to talk to you. Why did you vote this way and why did you vote that way? Well, in the exit poll, one of the exit polls anyway, 61% of Republican primary voters, if you go back to Pennsylvania, said they felt betrayed by their party. 46% said that Ted Cruz has run the most unfair campaign, period, in the state. Betrayed by the party, 61%. That means they, I mean, we know this. They do not want the same old, same old. They do not want the same old political spin. Don't want to see it happen. By the way, the New York Times, always looking for an angle on the New Yorkers, had an interesting Trump moment. The New York Times says that Trump sold a jet to himself to fix an expired registration fiasco. Yikes. His Cessna jet, which was grounded last week because it had been flying with an expired registrant, is back in the skies after he sold it to himself. The New York Times says Trump used the system to his advantage by selling it to a company he owns that's based in Delaware. It followed or allowed the jet to be almost immediately compared to the weeks it, you know, to be used, compared to the weeks it would have taken to get the paperwork sorted out with the plane's original owner, another Trump-owned LLC. The sale of an aircraft comes with a temporary registration. The FAA's backlog of registration renewals costs just $5, but is weeks long. Weeks long. So, the FAA grounded the plane. He, by the way, also has a Boeing 757 airplane and three helicopters. And back in the air. Rest assured, he's in flying mode, for sure. And it's all about the registration. What happens when your registration expires? You pray that the cop doesn't stop you and you get a ticket. The dumbest ticket in the world to get, isn't it, is for an expired registration. Because you saw it, it came to your house, you knew you had to go and get it inspected, but somehow it just didn't work. You just got too busy and forgot about registered. Oh, disaster. Disaster, disaster, disaster when that happens. And I think some of us have been there, maybe more than once. I can't tell you how, by the hair on my chinny chin chin, I barely made it under the wire, but did, and got a car that was going to be expired. I got it, just in the nick of time, got it done. But I didn't have to sell it back to myself. But, of course, I don't have a plane and three helicopters, a Cessna and a 757. That's a whole different world. It's called the alive world, where you just do whatever you want. Because money doesn't matter. Money follows you around. And that's the thing with Donald Trump. But that's what he's very honest about in talking to people. So, while that exit polling is happening, there is a Harvard poll that came out that said Hillary leads Trump among young voters. So the young voters that do go to the polls between 18 and 29 prefer Hillary for president far more than Donald. In fact, 61% of the young voters say they want Clinton to be president. 25 want Trump. 14 don't really have an opinion. They're in the middle. And then the way that breaks down in other areas is 42% of young voters support capitalism, 33% of young voters support socialism, 52% capitalism among those likely to vote, 41% socialism. So I think pretty interesting intel at what can happen voting-wise with some people who are very young in the millennial category. Now, the question, I think, to me is that's really big is, will they come out and vote in the general election in big numbers? I mean, what are the population numbers? How many young people are there that would be eligible to vote? Why would the campaigns rely so heavily on the gray vote? Because they know these people are going to vote, come hell or high water. You're going to vote. You are raised that way, or you feel that way, or you've always done it. And you're not going to stop doing it. Which is why it's interesting to see what young voters are thinking, and maybe they'll get involved in the process. I think the scariest thing is how many people following behind are jumping into the game, politically speaking. It may be ending up in this country moving forward, you do get more Trumps. You get people that do not have ties to the politicking of every day, but have power in a different arena and have a voice, and they know how to use it, so they step up, take a swing, and have a good shot at perhaps a presidency. Imagine, too, if it was somebody who not only had the money, the chops, but had the charisma. What a deadly combination. I mean, a real charismatic way where they could also pull people in from the other party. Can you imagine what that would be like? Thanks to you, the guy who can't see in the back, the other guy, the tall guy, and the three women in the front row. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
He held me in his arms. My baby rocked me back to sleep. Like he was strumming his guitar. My baby sung to me. But that was before the war. Before he was taken away from me.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.